On a brilliant sun-baked July morning in 1945, not far from the Italian village of Avellino, Private Harold Joseph Pringle was roused from a makeshift cell in a war-ravaged castle, taken to a deserted firing range once used by Mussolini Youth Wing for target practice. He was bound to a chair and shot. But not before declaring, "Do what you've got to do. Let's get this over with." I'm Radcliffe, and this is Confessions of the Hangman. Now, for deserting the military and having been found guilty of murdering a fellow soldier, Harold paid with his life. A penalty exacted on no other Canadian soldier during the Second World War. Indeed, the military has long insisted that there were no executions carried out during the war. Pringle was born in the small hamlet of Flinton, Ontario. He and his father tried to enlist in the Hastings and Prince Edward Regiment of the Canadian Army, and on medical examination he was accepted. But his father, who had served in World War I, was turned away due to poor eyesight. Harold Pringle was formally enrolled in the Army in February 1940. But a 16-year-old Harold grew into a thorn in the side of the military. Although he demonstrated fierce courage in battle, he had both a temper and a frequent propensity to go on leave and not return. He had been sent to a reformatory camp for a year, but he escaped after serving 6 months there and was sent to Italy, where he was posted to the 1st Battalion, the Hastings Prince Edward Regiment, as a private. Pringle's combat record after the escape was unblemished until after the battle for the Hitler line in central Italy. The Battle of the Woods, they would call it, and it quickly degenerated to the platoon and company level and became a savage hand-to-hand melee of infantry against infantry. The regiment suffered 40 killed or seriously wounded in the first few hours, but that afternoon's attack was the most brilliant single action fought by the regiment in the entire course of the war. Those who recall the climb to Asoro will be surprised by this assertion, but the Hasty Peas achieved a clean breakthrough, penetrating the Hitler line and clearing a route for the tanks, at a total cost of 8 men killed and 22 wounded. After this, Harold discarded his uniform and deserted to Rome to join the Sailor Gang. He was a deserter who got caught again and again. Neither fines nor military prison time deterred him. His penchant for taking off would not help him when he found himself charged with the murder of a fellow Canadian soldier and friend named John Lucky McGilvery, found shot to death outside Rome in late 1944. Now, the Sailor Gang, though only 5 members strong, was similar to the larger and better organized Lane Gang. Now, both gangs were made up of military deserters who smuggled goods into Rome for the black market. Private Pringle and 2 British gang members, who were also charged, argued that their companion's death was an accident. The members of the Sailor Gang lived pleasantly for many months, but then things started going downhill. They were almost always drunk and got into fights and made rash decisions, to the point where one of their members shot another. They tried to take him to the local field hospital, and all of his gang, except one who was given immunity for his testimony at the trials, alleged that he died on the way, claiming also that Pringle and the gang leader shot the man after he was dead several times, so it looked like a mafia killing. The various gang members were tried, and Pringle was sentenced to death for murder. An appeal against the decision was rejected. On July 5, 1945, Pringle was executed by a Canadian Army firing squad and later buried in a cemetery in Italy. But a new book by journalist Andrew Clark, called A Keen Soldier, reveals the secret execution of Harold Pringle and casts doubt on the murder conviction. After interviewing hundreds of veterans and reviewing thousands of pages of military documents, he concludes that the soldier Private Pringle was accused of killing was already dead. If word had leaked out, it would cause real trouble. The war was over, after all, and no other Canadian soldier convicted of murder had been executed. Worse, this young private was professing his innocence. Now, the book raises doubts about the case, which include the replacement of an experienced lawyer with an impressive record of acquittals that was first assigned to Private Pringle's defense, and they changed him to a lawyer who had never tried a case before and had just 7 days to prepare a defense. The original lawyer saying in the book, "I can't believe they found him guilty. There was reasonable doubt a mile wide." The chief witness against Private Pringle, a former associate, was given immunity from prosecution in the killing in return for his testimony. He gave 4 separate and inconsistent statements about what happened that night. A Canadian colonel who reviewed Private Pringle's petition for appeal shared with his colleagues his belief that Lucky McGilvery was already dead before he was shot in the head and chest. And a highly respected British pathologist who put forward his opinion that McGilvery was killed by the shot to the head turned out to be mentally spent at the time and unfortunately later committed suicide. Now, Mr. Clark would like to see Private Pringle's record expunged, more for the man's family than anything else. There are some in the soldier's family who have never known of his existence. So deep the shame of what happened, and so well preserved the secret of his execution by Canadian soldiers in 1945. One of the men who remembered it is Tony Bassanio, who was Private Pringle's sergeant in the Hastings and Prince Edward Regiment. He said, "Harold was a brave bugger, you know," he told Mr. Clark. "He was to be shot sitting in a chair, and he had the choice of sitting facing from the firing squad. But he chose to sit facing them, and with no blindfold. He walked in and almost took over, you know. He told the squad, 'Come on, do what you gotta do. Let's get this over with.'" It's a sad story of an ill-educated young man from rural Ontario, who was a victim of his own weakness in a war out of control. I'm Radcliffe, and this has been the Confessions of the Hangman.